Oh, it says 2 hours.
Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together, and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. And I'm betting you like girls, to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, trying to put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a little longer. Blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, Here we go. Okay, it's under control. Show me Soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, when stars up, then you come up in park club. Girl, I'm new, so when my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect bitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm using, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it. Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, Here we go.
Network. I'm currently sat here in my very comfortable living room with my handsome son, Robert. No one can see you do that.
I just did the Randy Orton pose, kind of.
Okay, and my incredibly handsome fiancé, Artrell. And my two little doggies. Oh! Good evening. and good evening. So basically, this is the deal. Last week, my son went to South Milwaukee, where he actually goes to school there, so it's not like he went out of a special way to do it. And the agreement is that he has to call me. It was especially important last Friday because he wasn't sure whose friend's house he was staying at, so I needed to know. Well, by 4 o'clock, I hadn't heard from him, so I gave him a little bit longer because I know that sometimes straight from school, him and his friends play basketball or football or something. By 6:30, I am losing my mind. I started calling people. Robert can attest to the voicemails that went from Robert call me to where the hell are you? Do you know how much trouble you're in? But a lot of octaves higher and louder.
And a lot more swears.
And a lot more curses, yes. So at 8 o'clock, he finally called me and everything. The following day, you know, I knew where he was going, all that good stuff. The following day, he, excuse me, met up with him afterwards. His dad took him out shopping, and he was basically put on punishment for a week, which means that he cannot spend the week in South Milwaukee with his friends after school, and that included the weekend. Now, we already knew that he was going to be home on Sunday anyway because it's Mother's Day, and I planned to torture him immensely on Mother's Day by making him watch zombie movies. No.
Can you watch zombie movies? Oh, no.
I know.
Tournament.
Oh, no. And I might even have us go to the store and buy our favorite food to add more torture to you.
No.
Anywho, so, Sunday we already knew what was going to happen. So his main thing was he wanted to spend Friday night over there and come back Saturday. Well, because of what he did, he's grounded. And with that being said, he was asking for any way to get off of his grounding because he does like hanging out with his friends and everything. So we first started out that he would have to get a petition done with 100 signatures of friends of his who would like say that he could come home. Why do some of these signatures look like your handwriting?
They're not.
We'll go into this in a minute. But then we dropped it down to he had to write me 4 paragraphs as to why he should be ungrounded and then get the signatures of 10 friends. So I'd like to thank these following 10 friends. Vanessa, obviously she's going to sign it. That's the girlfriend. I mean, come on now. I'd do it for AJ. So, yeah, come on now. That shouldn't really count. That's too easy. Morgan, that's another easy one. That's another one of your good friends.
So? Zach Woodruff.
I'm trying to see if I can remember people who's in my head. But now, David.
David, Valley or something like that.
Jordan, why didn't he just give me a photo of the puppy dog eyes? Seriously. Those of you who probably remember, Jordan is one of Robert's best friends. He is a best friend. And, he's the one who Robert has spent a lot of time with, keeping him company when he was in hospital and everything. And they both know that all Jordan has to do is say, please, Hazel, can Robert come over? And then give me the puppy dog eyes. Ain't working this week.
Oh,
then
really?
Lizzie.
Oh, yeah, Lizzie.
Then is that, hold on, it looks like Matthew? Matthew?
Matthew Beecher.
Oh, okay, it looks like Matthew. I apologize to Robert's friend, Dylan.
Oh, Dylan Jular? Yeah,
that
doesn't count.
That's too easy.
Shush.
Ryan.
Ryan Eddy.
And there's another Dylan.
Oh, yeah, Dylan Duke.
I should have said, friends you don't hang out with. 10 signatures from people not in your grade.
Doesn't make any sense. They don't even know me, so why would they?
Okay. So we are now going to read the ungrounding essay. And it goes a little bit like this. I am going to write a persuasive essay about why I should be ungrounded for Just Friday. I will have three main points explained. The next paragraph... Hold on.
Should I read it?
Yes, you should read it. Hold on, my son's going to read it. Here we go.
Okay. I am going to write a persuasive essay about why I should be ungrounded for Just Friday. I will have three main points explained the next paragraph. The conclusion on the biggest reason why I should go, and the conclusion why...
See, now you know why I have problems, child.
On the biggest reason why I should go. But lots of my friends would like to hang out Friday, and if I do, I will follow instructions given when I do go. The first reason why I should be able to go to South Milwaukee is that next time I go to SM, I will promise to follow whatever directions I am given. If I am told before to call my mom, I will. If I am told to call my dad, I will. The second reason is that SM is basically my home. All my best friends live there, and they're like my family. I would at least like one full day to spend with them. My friends themselves said that they would write the signatures on my essay saying that they would like for me to hang out Friday. Third reason why I should be able to go to South Milwaukee is because being grounded taught me a lesson. A lesson to me. Taught me this lesson, you know, this grounding, because I've never been grounded for this, ever.
Carry on.
Okay. Taught me a lesson to listen to... taught me a lesson to listen to their parents more often, and now that I know this, I am capable of doing what I am told now. I am begging to go to South Milwaukee. I have learned my lesson, and all my friends want me to go. Below are the signatures of the people who want me to be able to go to South Milwaukee.
Okay, and we read the signatures. So...
I got something to say. Although we were beginning to like that show, Surviving Jack has been canceled.
We'll get to that in a minute. So this is basically Robert's plea to be able to go to South Milwaukee. Now, what I'm asking everybody who is listening to do is to go to, who is on my Facebook friends list, is to go to my page, find my status that says, please tune into my show and listen to my son's plea to get off grounding. He wrote a persuasive essay as to why he should be allowed to hang out with his friends. Vote yes or no. If he gets all yes votes, he is off grounding.
All
for
yes?
Yep.
Can there just be like
okay,
one?
Majority.
Yeah. Out of like how many people?
Well, whoever, if there's like three people and two people say yes, it's a majority.
So by like...
Oh, no. We will do this. By the time you get up tomorrow morning...
No, I won't take that long. I won't be able to sleep.
Okay, I need enough people then to vote within... By the end of my radio show, that's at 11 o'clock. Yeah, you have time for some delicious KFC chicken. We got mac and cheese. We got wedges. We got mashed potatoes and gravy. We got biscuits. And there's even chocolate cake out there. You could tucker yourself in and have a good old time.
I'm so scared right now.
But whoever else is listening, if you think that Robert should be allowed... to be off grounding for Friday night to hang out with his friends, and I did notice that there is a middle school dance Friday.
I'm not going to that.
Okay. Then you just go onto my status and say yes, yes, yes. And if any of you are listening who want to help Robert, you can also put up on your status to get votes in for him, and voting will close at 11. Actually, we'll make it 10:45 so I can read the results out live on the air. So there you go. So as I say, Robert's persuasive essay, I'm going to read it one more time because I know a couple of people have just tuned in. It says, the first reason I should be able to go to South Milwaukee is the next time I go there, I will promise to follow whatever directions I am given. If I am told to call my mom, I will. If I am told to call my dad, I will. The second reason is that South Milwaukee is basically my home. All my best friends live there, and they're like my family, and I would at least want to spend one full day with them. My friends themselves said they would write their signatures on my essay saying they would like for me to hang out Friday. The third reason why I should be able to stay in South Milwaukee is because me being grounded taught me a lesson to listen to their parents more often. And now I know this, I think I'm capable of doing what I'm told. I am begging to go to South Milwaukee. I have learned my lesson and all my friends want me to go. Below are the signatures of the people who want me to be able to go to South Milwaukee. And as I say, we'll go through the names again. Vanessa, Morgan, Zach, David, Jordan, Lizzie, Matthew, the Dillons times two, and Ryan. So get your voting in because, as I say, it's down to you people. Do you think he was persuasive enough? Do you think that he was sorry enough? And do you think that he has learned his lesson? Because the next punishment, if he doesn't, if he doesn't learn his lesson, is not only will he be grounded, but he then loses his phone. And if you could see his eyes right now, they would be wide open and they're about to pop out of his head and roll around the floor and get chased by the dogs. So that is what is going on. As you can tell, I don't have a cup of tea by me, which is sacrilegious, and I should be beaten and spanked for eternity for not having one by me. So I am going to throw on a quick song, make myself a cup of tea, and I will be right back.
We're here for the gig.
What?
The gig, the show,
the gig.
Concert.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How you doing? Come on in. Come on in. Listen, your mother be so proud you're playing my place. I had a band here last week that, forget about it. Listen, I got one plug. There it is. Band's ready. Go ahead, get started.
Let me just show you a thing or two. I'll strip you down to your bare minimums.
and I'll lick you down. You taste like cinnamon, and I'll grab a little bit of that whipped cream. Then I'll put her on the back, hit me. Then I'll get her in the matrix, cut her like LASIK, basically make her scream. At the top of her lungs, give her shortness of breath. How many times can you come before I poke you to death? Someone calling the ref. Ludacris is tired of playing. In the middle of the stage with an ass like that, you got everybody saying. Girl, your booty so swole, why you think I'm singing about it? Hit it hard from the back and then I go to sleep and dream about it. It's like that ass is cracked the way you got me thinking about it. I'm telling you now the way we fuck gon' lead to childbirth. And rockin' to this guitar's about to have me crowd surfing. Kelda put on a show up until they close curtains. Then right after the show, backstage ass hurting. Call me Scotty, cause girl, this girl, I'm about to beam up. Once I get you home, come on about them teacups. Stroking it hard while you got your legs up. Making you sound like you got the hiccups. Know what you want, cause I'm about to give you what you need. Up in my room, you're screaming Hercules, Hercules. Man, kick Kelvin Luda on the track, a hit is guaranteed. Everybody on their feet, this is what y'all church should read. Hey, you's a rock star, baby.
Stamina, action, I'm a rock star, check the crowd reaction, I'm like, check the crowd reaction. Keep your votes coming in, whether or not my son should be off grounding. I'm thinking that on top of the, if his vote is yes, that he should do something amazing for me. I should be able to get a cup of tea made by him first thing in the morning without complaining. Are you hearing me, boy?
What?
Yeah, I thought that would be what? I think that's actually a typical teenage word. When you hit the age of about 12, 13, your vocabulary consists of what? Oh, no. What? Oh, no, it's not me. Whatever. God. There you go. Teen vocabulary according to Hazel. I see now my kettle's starting to boil, so we shall have a poodle along to the kitchen. Poodle, 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 poodle. Poodle, poodle. Okay, here we go. Cup of tea. Oh, look at that delicious goodness. My word. There's just something purely orgasmic about a cup of tea, has to be said. Shut up, Charles. Go bed. Do something useful. You go bed. Past your bedtime. Yep, I can go back to bed and take a nap. Anyhow, as I say, we are back. So, basically, what I'm going to think we'll just share some news that's going on. Had a phone call this evening from somebody who actually runs one of our other shows. His name's Peter. He actually runs the Peter West show on a Saturday. And he told me that The man who did his news article on him, apparently some people can't hear me. You might have to, let me just tell him to refresh. Did a news article on him and wants to do one on me and Maddie's memory. This will be in a Waukesha newspaper, and I am so totally stoked. You absolutely have no idea. I am beyond excited over this. It's going to be absolutely amazing to be able to get our story out there, what we do, and hopefully drum up some major support in the area. You know, as most of you know, everything that we do for Maddie's memory is actually a family thing. I rope AJ and Robert into doing lots of stuff to help out and everything, and so they would be part of it as well. And the thing would just be awesome. As I say, our goal is to get the word out about pregnancy and infant loss to as many people as humanly possible. This is weird.
You said I can't hear you?
Yeah. Can you hear me? AJ's just going to test the link because some people can hear me and some people can't. So I'm just going to have him test the link to make sure that everything's okay. But, yeah, it's going to be awesome because so many people, our main goal is, as you know, to get out pregnancy and infant loss awareness to everybody and to make sure that people know what's going on in a community and what we all stand for. It's basically to give our kids a voice. And that's our main goal. Our main goal is to make sure that all our children have a voice, that people know the names of our children and, you know, why. Apparently some people can, some people can't hear. So people will know what's going on and why we do this. You know, it's time for us as parents of children who we've either miscarried or who were born sleeping, all, you know, every single person who has lost a child to stand up and say, my child mattered. My life is different because I lost a child. You know, this bullshit of everything happens for a reason and it's God's will and all this, that doesn't work for us. Then the other statement is you can have other kids. Do you know what? Maybe able to have 100 children, you know, but they never replace the child that you lost. If I get pregnant again, as I'm lucky to have another child, that child is not Matthew's replacement. That child will be a child in their own right. It will be my son or my daughter in their own right. And this is why I'm so excited about doing this newspaper article, because I will be able to get out there, one, what Maddie's memory is about, two, about who I am and my story, and three, everybody's story, in the sense of everybody who's affected by pregnancy and infant loss. We don't get over it. We learn to cope. We learn to take each day as it comes, and we learn that, I'm just trying to think how we put it, we learn the we learn that everything that we do in our day-to-day life is a little bit harder because of the burden that we carry, and that burden is child loss. So it's going to be amazing for us to be able to get that out there and be able to spread the word. And I hope that my friends understand that I'm not doing this to for a pat on the back for me. It's not saying, well done, Hazel, you know, oh my gosh, you made it to a newspaper. That's amazing. Oh my God, well done. It's oh my gosh, we did it. We got to a newspaper. We are going to be able to tell the story of families with pregnancy and infant loss. We are going to be able to spread the word as to why we do the things we do, why it's not okay to say certain things. This is our story. It's not mine. It's not any individual's. This is our story. And I hope that everybody, once it's done, will be able to read it. And, you know, I just think that it's amazing because, as you know, pregnancy and infant loss is pushed to the side so many times. I'm hoping this interview will coincide with when the Lifetime movie comes out on May 17th, because to have those coincide and be able to say, look, you know, this story is on Lifetime, Return to Zero, you know, it's there, it's about the same thing that we're talking about here. You know, you may see this people who are actors and everything portraying it, but this is the face of infant loss. This is the face of pregnancy loss. This is going to be phenomenal. I can honestly say really, really excited about doing this. A lot of you who were the first to find out knew I was excited because I sent I don't even know who I sent messages to. I know I sent messages to Billy and Cora and one of my other good friends, Anne, who is actually Matthew's godmom. I know I sent messages to them about it, but and I know I sent some to others, but everything just went super crazy. If I sent a message to you and you are my secret sister, I'll just hasten to say, I've just blown my cover completely, but I still think you're wonderful, which would be really funny and totally the sort of thing I would do. I actually blew my cover with somebody else who I had, but, you know, it's all good. It all comes out in the wash, as they say. The other thing I wanted to let people know is, and this is still along the pregnancy and infant loss line, that I was been talking with a couple of friends, mainly Billy. She is a phenomenal person. Me and her have some of the most, we were saying this last night, we have some of the most weirdest conversations you've ever seen. And when I mean weird, I mean completely out there. If anybody saw them, they'd be calling for the men in white coats to drag us away because they just make no sense. But anywho, we were actually talking about, you know, things that would be really good. And as I said to her, you know, those of you who know that come July, I'm training along with a bunch of other wonderful women to become bereavement doulas. And we are going to, we were talking about in our kits that there should be a bag. A bag. What am I talking about? I need to start again. There should be a folder that has information in it in regards to where you can go for help, what resources are out there, etc. And we got talking about the whole baby book thing, and it's been something that I'd wanted to do. I found this very, very lacking baby books out there where you can put information about your lost child in there. So, you know, I've spoken with Billy at great length about this, and last night managed to get it pretty much done, and today it was published. It's called the Heavenly Child Memorial Book, and the pages in there you can fill out the same sort of things that you do with a regular baby book, but it's got special dates, special appointments, message from mom, messages from dad, the nicknames that you call your baby, because, you know, some people didn't know if their child was a boy or a girl. So, you know, I've seen a lot of children with nicknames that they're called. All those type of things. And it has spaces for footprints, handprints, important photos, because let's be honest, some people don't have the chance to get an ultrasound picture, but they have a picture of themselves showing the bump or showing their positive pregnancy test, that kind of thing. And those are all important to us. So that's what was released today. It's available on Amazon. It's called The Heavenly Child Memorial Book. And I think it will be really good. So that came out today. Tomorrow is coming out one that is aimed at early pregnancy losses. It doesn't have the space for footprints or handprints, but it has a lot of other details in there as well. And I just think that this, to me, would be a really good idea. I'm actually going to order a bunch of them for when I am trained as a doula so that I have them, you know, to go into the hospital with, so that we can help fill them out, get information in there. Because those of you who are parents will understand this. Regardless of whether your child is here or not here, you at times want something to be able to write in. You want to be able to write in something at that time or have a doctor fill it out. If I was actually lucky that the hospital I was at actually had a card that they filled everything out on for me. I was so emotional, so overcome that I wasn't 100% sure on, you know, all the details. And it was only once I read it was like, oh, yeah, I remember that now. Yeah, he did say that. He did say this. Excuse me. So for me, I think it's actually a really good idea. I am actually going to do a special deal for those of you who are my friends. I'm going to let you have access once it comes out to my account where you can get it at a reduced rate and have it shipped directly to your home. That to me is a gift only to some of you. You people know who you are, who that goes out to. So, you know, that will go out to you guys. Or we'll work it out that you send me the money via PayPal and I get it shipped out to you, that type of thing. It probably only costs $5, including shipping and postage. I have to double check. On Amazon, the cheapest price I could have it at is $10, and I don't know what Amazon's shipping is. But either way, you know, to me, I would pay $10, $20, $30 for a book like that. So I'm looking forward to the other one coming out, and as soon as I get notification that it's ready, I will post the link on Amazon. And, you know, as I say, there's a part of me that's excited that it's coming out, but there's another part of me that hopes I don't actually sell one single book because it means that nobody is in need of it. But as you know, sadly, you know, people are in need, and unfortunately that's just a fact of life. Now I'm going to play another quick song, and then I'm going to be right back with more fabulousness. That is me, because you know you can't live without me. You try, but I'm like your favorite cup of tea, always needed.
This
Okay, that was really terrible, so I'm going to cut that off because I don't know what the hell was going on with that deal. My God, it was more crackly than crackers being crackled underneath a crackling package of crackle. But either way, I am back. Obviously, I'm fabulous. You can't deny that. So, what else is going on in the Facebook end of the world? I did actually have a nice little chat on Skype today with Miss Cora and Miss Alicia, which was wonderful. I saw the beautiful, beautiful little baby Mary. She is, oh my gosh, she is just too adorable for words, even though she was a little bit camera shy. Plus she was hungry. She had to have boob time. And then I saw my precious little Eliana. She is gorgeous. And we saw Brandon's eye. Just one eye and an eyebrow, nothing else. Just an eye and an eyebrow. It's like, I am watching you. I have my eye on you. But as I say, the good thing is, you know, with Skype is that I'm actually able to keep in touch with so many people. It's one of the ways that I've managed to remain close and way Robert managed to remain so close with my parents. He is unbelievably, unbelievably close with his grandma and his grandpa. And it's funny because, you know, there are a lot of people who say their relationships change and that lot with the distance and everything. But I think it's like everything else. You have to work at it. You seriously, seriously have to work at keeping a relationship alive and keeping it going. And that's every aspect of your life. You have to work on, as I say, being a parent for your kids. I think part of the reason there are so many little asses out there as children, little thug wannabes and all that lot, is because parents have stopped parenting. You know, actually, Cora put up a good thing the other day that we were talking about. It was an article that she had found where this woman said that timeouts and other punishments just aren't, they're not right for kids. It causes depression. And you should say to a child, if a child is hitting you, instead, you should say to the child, I know you're angry right now, but hitting mommy isn't a good idea. Here's a pillow. Hit that instead. I'm warning you, I'm going to come out of turns and cuss. Get the fuck out of here. Seriously? Child is hitting me. I'm grabbing that child's arm and I'm sitting him down and they're lucky if I'll swat them on the ass at the same time. I mean, come on. Where have we got lost along the way? Where have we got to the point where, parenting is something to be scared to do? I don't know about anybody else, but when I was a kid, you were scared of your mum's neighbours at her house, let's be perfectly honest. Your parents had eyes everywhere, and this is long before cell phones were invented. I kid you not. I could walk down the street and walk two blocks, and by the time I got home, they would know what I'd been up to. It was like a chain reaction. Everybody knew. And you knew that if you got in trouble at home, the consequences weren't, don't do it again. I mean, I got a smack, I got ground. Oh, what?
I found out the best news ever.
What?
Janelle Kevin, make a wish that I can go with Jordan on his trip this summer to Hawaii.
We'll talk about it in a second.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, we're just like, we have to parent. We seriously, seriously have to start parenting our kids because, you know, there are too many little punks in this world. You see them no matter where you go. And parents are either frightened of their children, they're frightened of authorities, or a lot of parents, and I know this is an unpopular thing, basically use their children as... This is weird. Hold on. Someone just came upstairs. Hold on one second. to, somebody came up the stairs and knocked on the door. And there's no one there.
Nope. Oh, my God, where'd you get this cake?
See, this is the weirdness. It came free with our KFC. This is the weirdness of this house, and I'm going to explain why. And this has got me totally sidetracked, but you're going to have to bear with me a minute. Three times today, somebody has walked up the stairs and knocked on the door, and I've answered it, and there's been nobody there. And we've had things where the dogs are barking at nothing, where AJ's cell phone will just randomly call people. Like, randomly will dial the house. I believe that it's actually, and I pray that it's actually Matthew just giving us signs that he's around. But this isn't the first time that me and Robert have encountered weirdness in places where we live. When we lived in South Milwaukee, the house that we, well, it was actually the attic was turned into an apartment. And while we were living there, we had many weird things happen. The main one in particular was one night, myself and AJ were at a wrestling event, and Robert called up, major panic. See, it's done it again.
Oh, my God.
It's just done it again. Something's just hit the couch. Like, on the side of the couch. You know how when the dog runs into the couch, that feeling? That's what it was. And she just started looking around crazy. But basically, when we were in South America, as I say, Robert called me up in a panic. That just did it again. Robert called me up in a panic saying, Mom, I'm not home. Mom, I'm not home. I'm scared. I'm like, what's going on? He had been sat in our living room. And bear in mind, you had to go through the kitchen to get out of our apartment, so it was equally terrifying for him. Every single cupboard and every single door in our apartment
flew open.
Robert ran. I do not blame him one little bit. I would have
took the dog. I just let him out.
Yeah, when I got home, the dogs were running around. The doors were wide open. But the dogs hadn't left the apartment. They were still up there. They were just, like, running around. And the whole apartment, and it was summertime, so I can't even say it was winter. The whole apartment was freezing cold.
It was awesome because we had no air conditioning.
Yeah, it was awesome that it got really cold, but it was very, very strange. We also had a time when we lived on another apartment. This was before we moved to South Milwaukee. And me and Robert kept seeing a black cat in the apartment.
Yeah.
All the time. Now, we weren't allowed pets at this place.
Nope.
So we would be...
We bought a dog anyway.
Yeah, but we knew we were leaving, so... But we were sat in the living room, and we kept seeing a black cat walking around the house. I mean, and it was all the time. It wasn't even...
And eventually we just got used to it.
Yeah, it was kind of like, oh, the cat's here. And it got to a point where just before we actually left, when we moved, me and Robert were sat in the living room again. And it seems a lot of times it happens when we're both together that a lot of, like, nicer things happen as opposed to the scary things. But this wasn't so nice. We were sat in the living room and someone buzzed the intercom.
Yeah.
And when we answered the intercom, this horrible voice said, get out.
So
we were terrified. I went running to the front door and flew it open, and there was no one there.
And, like, AJ wasn't supposed to come home for, like, another hour and a half, so we just waited outside.
Yeah, we just went outside, didn't we, until he got home. But then with things like this have happened to me a lot. I first moved over here in 99. We're coming up for my anniversary of that, actually, and... I had just had Robert, and that was July of 2000. It was August of 2000, and my phone rang, and I answered it, and his voice went, "Hi, Hazel, how are you?" And it was my dead grandmother's voice. And I just froze and went white, and Robert's dad was going, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And I just couldn't move. I just shook my head. And the voice then said, just to let you know, I'm so proud of you. I love you. And this was the weird bit. And thinking about it, what was said, and now with the situation with Maddie, she said, your boys are going to change the world. And she said, just remember, I love you always. And then the phone went dead. And I got off the phone, and Robert's dad was saying to me, he's like, are you okay? Are you okay? He saw every, like, all the color just went out of me, just completely went out of me. Another incident I had was with Robert again. Went to Walgreens, and I had him in the shopping cart.
Yeah, this is awesome.
And this Native American woman, beautiful, beautiful woman. Oh, my gosh, I cannot even describe her. She was old, but she was just stunning, absolutely stunning. She came up, and she was talking to Robert and playing with his hands, and he was loving it. He was about 18 months old, and he was smiling and laughing, and she said, he's such a beautiful boy. I'm like, thank you so much. And she went, you are so blessed. Your little Robert's going to change the world. And I'm thinking, like, how did she know what his name was? But then I'm thinking to myself, okay, I was talking to him as we were walking around the store, so it's possible she heard me say Robert. But I was still like, that was when my mouth kind of dropped open, and I'm like, thank you, I hope so. And she said, no, he will. He has gifts. He's a blessing. He'll change the world.
Watch me become like a wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers and like change
football as we know it.
Yeah.
But then she said, thank you for bringing such a beautiful child into the world, such a beautiful soul. And I swear to you, I saw her walk out of Walgreens, and then this Walgreens worker came up to me and said, ma'am, may I help you? You've been standing here by yourself looking at these items for a long time. Is there anything I can help you with? And I said, no, I was just talking to that lady. And she's like, ma'am, there was nobody there. I'm like, okay, thanks. Bye-bye now. Just kind of got what I needed to and left. But then this is something that Robert will attest to as well. And I don't know if he remembers where we lived on the north side of Milwaukee. Our apartments were actually built on an Indian burial ground. And the owner had actually had permission, and the ground was blessed by what would now be the chief of the tribe whose burial ground it was. And there was a lot of times where Robert would tell me that he said, the lady with the long hair read me a story. The lady with the long hair would read me stories. And the drums playing, you'd hear Indian drums playing all the time.
You would also smell, excuse me, pipes.
Yeah. All the time, weren't it? And it was, you know, it wasn't scary. It was never scary. It was just a very comforting feeling. And even like now, we have a couple of moments where there are things that happen. And it's not scary. It's just like, what the heck? AJ gets, his back messed with all the time, don't you, AJ? Electronic devices for him, especially music ones, will start up.
Yeah.
Just out of the blue. We'll be sat here, and then all of a sudden music will start playing on his phone, and it's like, what the heck? And his phone's like nowhere near anybody. And we've put it down a lot of times to the fact that we think that Matthew is trying to let his presence be known and all those good things. Plus, not only that is, you know, the family members that we have who have passed away, who I'm sure are here protecting, especially Robert, because Robert on my mom's side of the family, my mom has three older brothers, but that's from my grandfather's first marriage. But my mom and my aunt are the only children from my grandma. And Robert is the eldest of the great-grandchildren. And I was my nan's favorite. She like helped raise me and everything. I was the only granddaughter. And Robert is like her favorite grandchild's child. So that instantly catapults Robert into awesomeness factor. And I know that my grandma, oh my gosh, she would have like said to me, she was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to start knitting something then, and I'd probably end up receiving boxes of like 30,000 baby hats and shoes and stuff. And I know that she's around because I smell, and it's funny, this is a smell that me and my mum both smell when we know that she's around, and that's of cherry scones. Because that's what she used to bake for me and for your nan. She would bake us cherry scones, and on Saturday afternoons when we went up there, there would always be freshly baked cherry scones for us. And ever since, that's a smell that me and Nana always, always smell. Your great-granddad is another person who you was named after as well. As well as your Uncle Matthew, your grandfather's middle name was, your great-grandfather, sorry, his middle name was Robert. He died the year before I was born. But there are so many things about you that are him. Like your build, you're like tall, you're thin, you're athletic, and that's just how your great-granddad was. Your nose is your great-granddad's. I mean, you are just, and I know that he would be just like, that's my boy, right there. So I know that there's a lot of protection and a lot of love in our family that is just going to transcend pretty much time altogether. And to me, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. What was I talking about before I got completely sidetracked by spirits and ghosts?
Spirits and ghosts.
What was I talking about before?
What about his voting?
Oh, we should have a look to see how his voting's going, shouldn't we? Hold on a second. You know, this is what's unfair. I've got a couple of friends who are pregnant who say because they are pregnant means their vote counts twice. Because technically, don't you sit there and smile at me. I'll show you. Look, I say let him. This is from my friend Michelle. I get two votes as I currently carry a second human. Oh, hold on, you get votes from our kids as well. Plus throwing in votes from Ashton, Keegan, and Braden too. Then my friend Mary, who is pregnant as well, thinks that she should get two votes. Let's just remind everybody what they're voting for, shall we? Okay, here we go. As I said earlier, Robert got grounded because he didn't call me. He left me panicking. AJ nearly had no eardrums left because I was beginning to shout at everybody and everything. Don't you sit there and nod your head. Then you need to jump on him.
I already jumped on him.
Jump higher.
I'm saying he shouldn't go.
Okay, so this is what Robert's essay was. He got 10 signatures from friends. Let me make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Lucky. And then his essay said this. I apologize to those of you who've already heard it, but you're going to have to hear it again for those late-night voters who are just coming in now. I'm going to write a persuasive essay about why I should be ungrounded for just Friday. I will have three main points explained in the next paragraphs. The conclusion on the biggest reason why I should go. But lots of my friends would like to hang out Friday, and if I do, I will follow instructions given when I go. The first reason I should be able to go to South Milwaukee is that next time I go, I will promise to follow whatever directions I am given. If I am told before to call my mom, I will. And if I'm told to call my dad, I will. Speaking of which, Robert, call your dad.
Okay.
Do it now because it's 10. The second reason is that basically South Milwaukee is my home. All my best friends live there, and they are my family. I would at least want to spend one full day with them. My friends themselves said they would give their signatures on my essay saying that they would like me to hang out Friday. The third reason why I should be able to go to South Milwaukee is because me being grounded taught a lesson to listen to my parents more often and how I, and now that I know this, I think I am capable of doing what I am told. I'm begging to go to South Milwaukee. I've learned my lesson, and all my friends want me to go. Below are the signatures of the people who want me to be able to go to South Milwaukee. So that's basically what you guys are voting on. You have 45 minutes. And I see what's happening. I see exactly what's happening here. Everybody is sad. What? Why would anybody ever side with me? I'm serious on this matter.
I'm an angel.
Oh, we were talking about parenting. That's what we were talking about. I'll go back to it. You know, I digress. I jump backwards and forwards. You all know that my mind just doesn't roll straight. What we were basically talking about was there was an article that said that giving timeouts and punishing children is harmful to them. It will make them suffer with depression, and that you should explain to your child. They should be able to vent their emotions, and by holding these emotions in, they will become unhappy and depressed. Even when as far as saying if a child hits you, that you should just say to him, please, hitting mummy isn't the way to release your aggression. Here, hit a pillow instead. The whole world currently, like the what is considered the Western world, has a problem when it comes to parenting. For starters, we have too many parents who have children as accessories. It's like, okay, let me see what I can do with where to that. I'm gonna wear my Gucci shoes. I'm gonna wear my baby fat jeans. I'm gonna wear my baby fat shirt. I got my Coach purse and oh, little Taquan, come with mommy. Hold mommy's head. I said, hold mommy's head. No. Stop kicking the dog. Just hold mommy's hand. We're going out now. We're going to go show people how we do it. What a pile of crap. I swear to you, that ticks me off. And you know there are people out there who are like that. They walk around and their child is a fashion accessory. You know, and then the next time, you know, they want to do anything, it's like, oh, hand them back to grandma. Grandma can look after the kid. You know, they look forward to child support time because that means they can get into the club and buy their own drinks instead of suckering off some loser who's there. And I'm not just on about women. Men are equally as guilty of doing it. They got their little homies on the weekend or on a Saturday. They'll pick them up Saturday morning, do the daddy thing, and then show them off to everybody, take the 20,000 photos and hand them over to their mum. You know, there's no distinction to me between men and women when it comes to bad parenting. If you are a bad parent, you are a bad parent. You know, no man is, I've seen some amazing, amazing men who are raising their kids, who are doing a phenomenal job. Then you've got the people, and the same with women, there's some amazing mums out there as well. But you do have your bad apples. And I think part of it is as well is that, you know, women also need to start having more pride over who they let ride in them. I'm sorry to be disgusting and everything and break it down to brass tactics, but if you're spending all this money and going around for like 3 or 4 days trying to find the perfect pair of shoes to put on your feet, why is it that you're letting a guy who bought you 2 drinks at the club that night take you home? Oh, look at me like that, Arturo.
What's wrong with that?
Just because you like... I can't say it's Robert's here.
I took you home.
You didn't take me anywhere. I invited you to mine.
Same thing.
No, it isn't because I was already at home. But the difference is we're still together.
Yeah.
I'm on about these women who every Friday and Saturday night are taking home a different man, getting knocked up by someone and then crying on the Maury show when they're doing their 12th paternity test. You know, women go on about men being dogs and, oh, he sleeps with everyone. I'm 100% sure this kid is his. The child is not yours. You know, it's beyond a joke. It really, really is beyond a joke.
Maybe it'll work for some people. They meet somebody that one night and then they're
happy. It might happen. But, you know, you can't... But my whole thing is if you're going to be doing that, at least for crying out loud, wear a condom.
Sure.
Carry a condom around with you. You could get them at any... You could get them at WIC. You could get them at the free clinic. You can get them anywhere for free. you know, wear a flipping condom and wrap it up. Because, you know, I just have no words. You know, your children aren't an accessory. They are not a fashion accessory. They are a human being that you've got to raise. Because I'm telling you now, I look around at some of these kids and think, shit, we in trouble. We in so much trouble. We've got all these kids out here who are going to grow up and take over this world. Perhaps that is the zombie invasion. Yeah, see, teenage boys first thing in the morning.
Wake up!
Yeah, pretty much.
Wake up!
Do I really sound like that?
It all depends.
Okay, should we check Robert's votes?
I already checked.
How are we doing?
Okay. There's this one dude that said I have to, like, do a chore or something. For
that's my friend Billy. That's a woman.
Huh?
That's a woman. It's not a dude. Billy, you are a dude. I'm just letting you know.
I call everyone.
You do, actually. You have been known to call me dude. Your mama dude.
Dude!
Like, really? The funniest was the expression on your dad's face when you called him at once. Did you call your dad?
Oh, I remember. I like, dialed the number.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was like, ooh, I forgot to grab my cake. So I grabbed my cake.
I'll call him for you and then hand you the phone.
What?
We'll be right back. Hold on a second.
What's wrong?
Yeah. I've only got 3 songs. Okay, I'm going to play another song. We'll be back. You've already heard it, so we'll play it.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. And I'm betting you like girls to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paid the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look. Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, Here we go. Shawty don't even know she can get in it for the low. Told me she not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, with stars, so then you come up in bar clothes. Girl, I'm new, so my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect bitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew.
Okay, we are back. My phone is actually dying. I'm doing the show through my phone tonight instead of the computer. So I'm going to cut this show short this evening. It is 10 p.m. I have been up since like 6 o'clock this morning. I am dead on my feet. I'm going to enjoy my nice hot cup of tea. I'm going to snuggle down with my boys for the night. But first, we are going to work out. Does Robert get ungrounded? It looks unanimous, Robert.
Yeah.
you get to go to South Milwaukee Friday night. You better thank everybody. Come on.
Thank you, speech.
Thank you. Have a good night. I'm just kidding. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not very good at speeches, but...
Thank you.
I love you all, because if I didn't go to South Milwaukee, I would be dead.
No, you wouldn't. You'd just be depressed.
Well, yeah, I'd be depressed, which would also cause me to grow a beard and become ugly. Then I wouldn't, you know, get girls, and then if I don't get lonely. If I become lonely, I become even more depressed. And when I become depressed, I die. So I would die.
Oh, my gosh. And on that note.
So thank you all. I love you all. And have a good night. And
God bless you. God bless the Queen.
God bless the Queen, America.
We should sing the national anthem.
North Korea.
We should sing the national anthem before we go.
No.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night. I can never remember.
Hazel and her tea. Good night, everybody. Catch you all on the flip side. Love you.